Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Flag Day, Friday, June 14th. Recent traffic enforcement clocked drivers going up to 100 miles per hour on East Kellogg near Rock Road, where the posted speed limit is 60.
Officers have written 22 tickets and made three arrests this week alone. Police Sergeant Jess Hancock with the motorcycle unit tells KSN News there's no benefit for drivers to speed.
I promise you the folks that are doing 75, 76 miles an hour compared to the people that are doing 60 and 62 miles an hour are getting to their destination literally seconds apart. So it doesn't work to go that fast.
Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says officers will no longer give warnings to speeders on Kellogg, so anyone caught speeding will be ticketed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Development plans for the new Wichita baseball stadium now include surface parking west of the new stadium. Mayor Jeff Longwell clarifying yesterday that the city of Wichita is not involved in this part of the process.
There's been some erroneous reports that the city's buying homes in the Delano neighborhood. What we do know is that a developer's been buying those homes, and they're offering them, my understanding, are some pretty good prices, so they have the choice to sell their home or not sell their home.
The area in question is two blocks west of the new stadium from Sycamore to Oak Street between Maple and Texas. The ballpark plan is still being finalized. It will be presented to the Delano Advisory Committee next week and then to the City Council in August. Crowded field of Democrats now set for the first debate of the 2020 campaign.
The invites are out to the big dance. Here's the candidates who qualified for the first debate. Current frontrunner Joe Biden, of course, among them, Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris, a lot of names that we know. Here is who's out. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, among the four left behind. He's actually already challenging this decision, claiming he did meet the polling threshold needed to get on stage. We'll see what happens with that. Meantime, the stage isn't even set yet, but several Democrats going into this ready to impeach the president. Senator Kamala Harris has said if she's elected, she will go after obstruction of justice charges. You won't see all 20 people on stage at once. That might be too much to keep up with. The group will be split over two different nights.
That's Fox's Aisha Hasney. The first debate will be held in Miami on June 26th and 27th. Big push to eliminate single-use plastic bags. One supermarket has quite the strategy.
The East West Market in Vancouver, British Columbia, has redesigned their plastic bag, complete with large font with things you might not want to get caught holding. Like one of the bags says, Into the Weird, Adult Video Emporium, like you just got out of there. Another one has a logo for Dr. Toe's Wart Ointment Wholesale. Sure, these are just plastic grocery bags, but Vancouver actually has a requirement for all businesses to have a single-use item reduction strategy. This place going with fake logos that may cause real shame, all in the name of saving the environment. John Saucier, Fox News.
A major meat and poultry company is about to introduce a substitute for chicken nuggets.
Tyson is about to get into the plant-based food trend. Starting this summer, you'll be able to buy Tyson nuggets made from peas, flaxseed, bamboo fiber, and other plants. It's Tyson's first meat alternative products. Executives believe the business could grow to $1 billion in sales a year. Tyson also plans to sell burgers and sausages that blend beef and chicken with pea protein, quinoa, and barley, to satisfy customers who are flexitarian or partially vegetarian. Tyson has also invested in Myco Technology, which makes mushroom-based proteins. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Pea protein. Yeah. Let's take a look at the weather forecast today. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some areas of showers and thunderstorms continue to move from west to east here early on. We become partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with a high 83. We could see a few thunderstorms late tonight. Some of those may be strong to severe with a low 68. Saturday's high 88, and another round of thunderstorms likely late Saturday night into Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. It is 8:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here's your facilitator, Jad Chambers.
I will say this, just carrying on just a little bit from that last story. Pea protein is what they use to make the Beyond Burger. Mm-hmm. I have had the Beyond Burger. It does not taste like burger.
Like pea protein? Oh.
No, it doesn't taste like burger. It doesn't taste like meat. It's not a substitute for it. I'll say this, tastes good. It's tasty. It's not bad. So take that for what you would.
It's not bad.
Yeah, sure, it's not bad. It doesn't taste like burger. In some ways, I like it a little better even. Gets a little crispier on the outside. Tastes pretty good. But anyway, getting away from pea protein
like
there.
Pea protein, yeah.
Yeah. An American television producer has unfortunately passed on.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today, where things are popping.
Lou Klein, executive producer of American Bandstand. Yep. Credited with launching the career of American Bandstand host Dick Clark and comedian Bob Saget, Klein gave Saget his first internship.
Huh.
Yeah, Klein passed away yesterday at the age of 91. So the executive producer of American Bandstand has passed away. Problems for actor Cuba Gooding Jr., of course, turning himself into police in New York City after a woman has accused the actor of groping her at a bar on Sunday. Gooding's attorney Mark Heller says security video at the bar proves that Gooding did nothing wrong.
Mr. Gooding has not acted inappropriately in any shape or form. Nothing in the video could even be considered ambiguous. And I frankly am shocked and horrified that this case is being prosecuted.
So Gooding is expected to plead not guilty to misdemeanor charge of forcible touching. So problems continuing for actor Cuba Gooding Jr. Taylor Swift's next album isn't the pop star's only upcoming project. Got more here from Fox's Monica DeLuca.
Are you ready for it?
Lover will be Taylor Swift's seventh album, expected to drop August 23rd, but the singer has another idea up her sleeve. Announcing on Instagram Live, she will dive into the fashion industry, collaborating with British designer Stella McCartney. T-Swift's clothing line doesn't have a launch date yet, but will be inspired by her new sound. McCartney is the daughter of Linda and former Beatle Paul McCartney. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
The movies this weekend. Men in Black is back. This time, though, instead of Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, we've got Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson taking on the iconic alien policing roles, while Shaft and The Dead Don't Die look to hold off the alien invasion. Here's Fox's Michelle Pollino. Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in Men in Black International. Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson jump into the black suits in this new adventure.
They can take the form of anyone.
I haven't seen that before.
Even our own agents.
They tackle their biggest threat to date, a mole in the Men in Black organization.
Hi.
Shaft is back in this redo. The grandson of the original Shaft, John Shaft Jr., is a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT who enlists his family's help to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death. Samuel Jackson and Richard Roundtree star.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
In The Dead Don't Die, Bill Murray and director Jim Jarmusch team up again. This time in a zombity. Murray is a cop in the peaceful town of Centerville, which finds itself battling a zombie horde as the dead start rising from their graves. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
She referred to it as a zombity. I like that.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
It's not too bad. In fact, that might be fairly good. I don't know. I'm not sure that Men in Black needed a fourth installment. Yeah. And I've heard that...
Well, they didn't ask you.
Yeah, they didn't ask me. I've heard that The Dead Don't Die actually, you know, did fairly well at Cannes Film Festival. People thought it was pretty funny, so that might be your best bet this weekend, but probably definitely not going to get that box office number one. We'll see, but Men in Black, Shaft, and The Dead Don't Die this weekend.
There
you go, yep. And got a big birthday in entertainment today.
Yes.
Today is the birthday of... It is Boy George's birthday. Boy George turns 58 years old today.
58.
That's right.
Boy George.
So Boy George is 58. That's our
He's
big...
still getting airplay.
Yeah, he is.
From this song, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you hear this.
Oh, yeah. It's always on the radio somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. So it's Boy George's birthday. Happy birthday, Boy George. 58 years old
now
today.
His, somebody who's named Boy is now in his late 50s.
His late 50s, yeah. Exactly. And that, Ted, is all we have today for
there
entertainment news
yep.
in The Blur. The Blur, of course, every day is brought to you by...
The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Man, they do a great job. And what do? It's pretty simple. They service and repair appliances. So if that's what you need done, this is who you call. Terry or Rachel. Make an appointment. 409-1525 is the phone number. They are good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It is 8:43 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We've got some good birthdays coming up. We've got a big tour that is going to be all over the U.S. and the continent coming up this fall. Entertainment news continues. We'll have some more items for you coming up. As KNSS News Time is 8:44.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.